Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Nina won't be with us tonight because actually today is Canada Day. It's their 4th of July today, so she's gone for the weekend, and I hope everyone in Canada, happy Canada Day. Hope you enjoy. Well, I'm so glad that you're joining and supporting this show. We cover from career, romance, personal, all the way up to businesses. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you the answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for us, well, send them to the website. On the main page at the bottom is a message box, or we're on Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network. So thank you, and I hope that you enjoy the show. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And I want to welcome people from around the world and the chat room and on the phone. The chat room is open. I will go in periodically just to see if anyone's in there, if they have questions that need to be answered. Also, I want to welcome in area code 417 to the show. Thank you. Now, just real quick, tomorrow is a solar eclipse. Okay, tomorrow, Tuesday, on the 2nd. It's also the start of the new moon on the 2nd, so you may be starting to feel a little, I don't know, antsy or whatever. During the solar eclipse, it'll be dealing with relationships, too. But anyway, let me tell you guys this. If you want to know how the solar eclipse tomorrow is going to affect you for the next 7 days, go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.net. Go to blog news. I did an article on that, and it shows every sign and how the solar eclipse is going to affect everybody. Okay, so you can find that out for your sun sign. But anyway, so that begins tomorrow, and then don't forget also Mercury retrograde begins next Sunday until August the 2nd. So just want to reiterate on that. And to let you know about the shows, we have the Wednesday show coming up at 6 p.m., news, you know, current news and events, and then also Friday, Traffic Jams, the music show that I do, and it's either DJ's Choice or I might spotlight a artist, so, and I do blues, jazz, country, R&B, old school, all that, so you got to stop in and check, or you'll see the announcements on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and yeah, and on the website. So if you're not for sure, like, I know she's got shows coming up, but when? So anyway, that's for that. Okay, well, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring in a caller. Let's start the show. So our first caller is area code 417. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, and this is who, Linda?
Yes.
Is it Linda? Okay, well, Linda, welcome to the show, young lady. How's the weather going down there?
Actually, nice. It's been in the 90s, occasionally in the 100.
Woo-hoo.
So it's kind of warm.
God bless you, honey. God bless you.
I don't mind it, actually.
Yeah, I prefer the warm weather. Eventually, I'm moving to, hopefully this August, I'll be moving to Sedona, Arizona. So, I like the small town because it's only 43,000 people, and I like the little small town, the intimacy, you know, like a little Peyton place.
Oh,
but it's very spiritual.
I can't
blame
you.
It's very spiritual, so, yeah.
One nice thing, you don't have the humidity there like you do here.
No, and Sedona doesn't get hot like Phoenix and Scottsdale and those areas. The most they'll get up is maybe the early 90s, maybe mid, but not anything like, you know, the rest of those people down there do the hundreds, 110, and oh, my God, in heaven. But, yeah, but not there. But I just want to move there because it's very spiritual. And it's cheaper than living in Washington, Linda.
Oh, God, I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Yeah, our tax base here is 10.4. I don't know what it is in Florida, but our tax base is 10.4, so it's expensive to live here.
You're talking about Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
State.
Oh, okay. Either way, yeah, both of them are kind of pricey. And then you have to deal with a little bit of cold, and so, I think Sedona sounds nice.
Oh, something else. Okay, young lady, now what can I answer for you today?
Well, some of it I'm calling because of my son. I want to see, he's kind of gearing on not the right path. Granted, yes, I'm overprotective, but he's done a few things that is not really kosher. And I can always answer whatever you want me to, but can you maybe shed some light so mom doesn't worry about
that? Is this your husband or a child? Is this your husband or a child? Your son. Okay. No, that's okay. Sure. Okay. And just his first name. That's all.
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay. That's all I need. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the angels are telling me right now he's with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. They're saying wrong crowd, bad influence. Bad influence. Your son, bad influence. Your son wants to step up and he needs to be a leader. In fact, he's stronger than some of the people in this little group that he's running around with. He has a stronger mind. So, I don't want to say he's a follower. Maybe in some things they do, but his mind is strong enough that he could be a leader and tell those guys, you know what, that shit ain't cool, you know. He could do that because he's strong. He's got a very strong mind, You've taught him well, Mama. You ain't slipped, believe me. You've taught him well. Mm. But I know kids, too, in peer pressure, and they get around their friends, you know, and it's la, 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 la. But still, we always hope and pray.
Yeah.
You listen to Mom, what she said, you know, right and wrong and stuff. So, yeah, he's with a bad crowd right now. Does he have a brother?
He has two.
Okay. Is the brother younger than him?
He's the middle, so he has an older and a younger brother.
So Brandon's in the middle. Because I'm seeing love. That's why I'm asking, is he closer to the younger brother?
More to the older brother.
Really? Okay.
I mean,
maybe I'm picking up the older brother's protective. But I see him, I see like a younger child and he's protective. But it's the love. That's why I said, was there a younger brother? Because he loves him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he may fuss at him, even pop him on his head, but he is protective of that his brother. He has an attachment. I'm sorry?
Oh, I said I'm sure he probably is. He's just, you know, how they are at brotherly rivalry for
a sibling, no big thing. He does. He loves his little brother. He really does love him. Like I said, I can see love. So his love for him, protection. Yeah, he may, you know, because I said, like, hit him on the head or, you know. Because he's a younger brother. You know, when it's the youngest one, you catch hell. But he loves him. He loves him. Now, him with the oldest boy. The oldest boy is a little disappointed in Brandon. A little disappointed.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. He's told him about three now. They're showing me three guys it's two guys and a girl. Okay. The oldest son has told him.
He gets dreams. Oh, sorry. Okay.
No, that's okay.
Sorry about that.
You have children. I understand that. It's okay.
Yeah.
Your children or some people have animals and they're, you know, barking or whatever.
Oh, I got both.
In the background. Oh, okay. Well, it's okay. Come on, you're a mom.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So, he was saying three people.
Okay, yes. I was saying the oldest boy is disappointed. He's talked to him about two guys and a girl. and I think they all hang out together, but they're just a bad influence. But he's told them that he don't need to be around them. He has. Okay. And I think that Brandon's even taken up for the girl, like, no, you don't know, they're good people. They're, you know, they're okay. But the oldest boy's like, no, they're da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, he just broke them down. When, like,
he does this, he doesn't.
No, he's not. He's not. But it's not like your oldest son is not aware. You know what I mean? Like,
he's
checking on his brother now. Don't think he's not. He has his feelers. I see him. He's got feelers out there. So he's got certain people that will watch when he's out with these folks. You know, just they'll report back to him and just, you know, like, oh, yeah, I saw your brother, man. He was, you know, with these people or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, and the stuff they do is foolishness. You know, it's really almost like you think an elementary child would do, okay, not a child at that age. So it's foolishness that they're doing, but we still are concerned because we don't want their foolishness to turn into something terrible or tragic, right? So, yeah.
Well, I'm worried because he's tried to hurt himself, like commit suicide, and it's all over a girl. Now he's over with some other girl. So.
It's not this one, though. Not the one that hang out. She's like a friend, like a buddy. It's not her. It is another girl. Well, they're too young.
Yeah,
they don't even know what love is yet. Oh, you know what? That was his first little love, Linda.
I know.
That was his first, and he got hurt, bless his heart. We don't ever want our kids. We know they're going to fall in love, of course, because it's a new experience, and they're teenagers, you know, but we don't want to see them hurt. But then, you know, experience is the best teacher, right? We could tell them all day, hon, I don't think that girl's good for you. And they're like, you don't know what you're talking about, Mom. You know?
I just don't
He's
want...
He's okay. Or,
I guess I just...
Yeah, she's... Huh?
I just don't want him hurting himself again. So...
No.
But do you see him changing or doing something better? What do you see for him?
Your oldest boy is going to have to pull the reins in on him and also give him the biggest hug he ever had in his life. In other words, he's going to have to be like a daddy and fuss at him, but also love him and hug him and tell him, I'm telling you these things because I love you. I love you. You're my brother, and I love you. Yeah, but I'm just talking about rein it in like, this isn't good for you. I don't like, you know, he knows how to talk to his brother, but I'm just saying, this isn't good for you. And this is not what Mom wants or you know, I want for you. So, you know, but you got to put that love. You got to hug and kiss. And even if he goes like, oh, Mom, you know, you might kiss him or give him a raspberry on his cheek or something. You're like, oh, Mom, you know. But in the back of his mind, he's not going to forget that.
Yeah.
Okay. So in front of you, you may think, oh, yeah, you're too big. You don't want me to kiss and hug on you. No, he does. He's just not going to let you know that. But he will appreciate it, and he will be grateful for it. And the more that you and that oldest, see, now I understand why he's protective over that youngest boy. But the oldest one just needs to step up. He's already told him. You know, he's talked to his brother, believe me. But he needs to be a little bit more stern now and aggressive, but also with love. Don't just fuss at him where he get mad and walk out the room. No. You know, grab him and hug him and say, man, I love you. Shit, you're my brother. You know?
Right.
And that will resonate with him, and it will also work on his psyche. The more love you can show him, even if he pushes it away, he really wants it. He really likes it.
Yeah.
He does. He really likes it. But that ensures him from getting depressed. That's what I'm saying. You know, depression is what causes suicide. So instead of him getting depressed, at least he can come home and go like, you know, he walk in the door or something and you're there and you're like, oh, hey, son, how you doing? Okay, come on, kiss on the cheek. How you doing? And, you know, he kiss you on the cheek or you might grab and say, you know, and go, oh, Mom. But that's okay because he'll go in his room and he goes, my mommy really loves me. See, it's silly. It may seem silly, but Linda, he needs that. He knows you guys love him, but it's got to be a physically shown. So it enters into a psychic, like, it's not just words, but you physically show them. The same with the oldest one. Like I said, the youngest one, you don't have to worry about. He's already protecting him. And I think, too, that would keep him from committing suicide because he just, you know, he wants to make sure his little brother's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah. So that's it. But, mm-hmm. yeah,
your
oldest boy, he's a big help for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But you see him eventually turning around and making a change for himself?
Oh, yeah. Because you guys keep giving him love, heck yeah. Keep showing that physical love, not just the words, but the physical love. And, yeah, that'll turn him around. And also play with him. Let him know, like, you know, I know that girl hurt you and stuff, but, honey, there's so many beautiful girls out here. You're a good-looking cat. You know, kind of talk to him in his verbiage, whatever. And pop your collar because there's another girl down coming around the corner that's going to be just what you're looking for. To enjoy, to fill that void. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But play with it, not. Well, I'm saying play with it, because if you go to him like, I know you're better than this. Yeah, you don't want to, you're better than this. You don't have to, you know, do this or get depressed. No, you don't want to go from it that way. You want to show him there's a future, and that future is going to be fun and enjoyable and loving, but he needs to hear that from you guys. To see, you know, and he'll see it because, of course, he's going to be around girls, no doubt, but he needs to see that as fun so he could stay too and stand up and be a leader, right, and say, you know what, that just isn't working for me, that ain't cool at all.
Okay, well, we'll kind of keep focusing on that.
He'll be fine. Honey, the physical love, like I say, even if he turns away and you may think, you know, oh, God, that kind of hurt me that he did that. No. He's just being a kid. That's all right. Because the end result is he'll remember that and he'll be thankful for it. Yeah.
Right.
You know, he's not going to come up and say, thank you, Mom. Love you, Mom. But you'll know through his actions, his behavior, that there's a change there. Okay.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you know what? I don't have any callers right now, so you're more than welcome if you want to answer a second question. If not, up to you.
Oh, really? Well, I guess the other thing is about another job, well, maybe a business or / job. How do you see that going?
Oh, do you want to start a business, Linda? You got an idea?
I guess it would be, I mean, you're kind of working for someone, but you're actually 1099, so that technically makes your own.
What did you want to do, like be a personal assistant or something like that?
No.
Or you want a 9-to-5?
Well, it kind of would be, but it would be insurance. So then you're 1099 for that. So, like I said, essentially you are your own business.
Okay. Yeah, you want way more money than that. Let's see.
Well, it shows that it should have a lot of potential making money.
Why do I see flowers? Do you like flowers? I'm seeing flowers all around you. From your feet up, and it's arching over all the way down to the other side, and it's nothing but beautiful flowers just bloom. Almost like, I don't know what that thing you call, like when people get married or you have it in your yard. It's an arch.
Oh, the trellis? Yeah.
Trellis. Okay.
Yeah.
I see a trellis is all around you. It's flowers. So that's why I'm asking, do you like flowers? Have you ever thought about working at a nursery or flower arranging?
I do. I did landscaping a while. I had my own business doing landscaping before, and then in Florida, it's too hot, but I do cupcake flowers, but it's, like, entirely too hot here because the frosting will melt.
Yeah, because you don't want your stuff to melt before you get it to the people.
I know.
Oh, so you've done that. Okay.
Yeah. So
have you thought about going back into that, doing a landscape for a woman? Boy, that's up here, it'd be really good as a female because it's mostly all men. It, you know, it's like 75% men, and you might find a woman ownership here and there, but it's mostly all men. So I don't know in Florida, but I know up here it's thriving. So for a woman, because we don't see women doing landscape.
Yeah, we're
you'll
not
see
quite
a woman
as,
at a
as
big
much
business.
Of a threat. Yeah.
Heck, have you thought about that? Doing your insurance and then have your landscaping building on the side? Of course, I know it's kind of hot right now, though. Yeah.
Well,
you have to give your workers some saltpeter.
I don't mind doing the landscaping, but it's hard work, and I can't do the shoveling and stuff like that. I mean, I don't mind mowing, but I think my body's kind of taking a toll now. So
yeah,
that's
getting older.
Sure. Insurance. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sassa Angels. Well, yeah, I'm seeing a balance. Why am I seeing it's balanced? Mm-hmm. Like I see the justice scales, but you do an insurance, the scales are balanced. You must be really good at this.
I don't know. I've never done it before. I'm starting to learn some stuff so I can take the exam, get the certification for it. Yeah.
So what kind of insurance are you going to be selling?
I know this sounds morbid, but it's final life insurance.
Why does that sound morbid?
Part?
We're born to die, honey. No.
It doesn't sound
morbid. No.
It's not a happy
insurance.
Sound
morbid. I have a friend that's a funeral director. Yeah.
Well, we all have to go there.
Yeah, we're born to die, so no, that's not, to me, well, I'll put it like this, to me it's not morbid. I'm looking at it like, that is a thriving business.
Well,
the way
thing
things are going across the nation nowadays, I don't know, you're probably in a really good niche there, Linda.
Well, actually, they feed us the leads, so I don't have to knock on doors or call. Cold call, so which is nice.
Yeah, that is good.
I don't like cold calling. Yeah.
Well, I see balance. The angels are showing me balance, so you know what? I think you're going to be good at that,
maybe.
Young lady. Yep,
okay.
They're showing balance, so that just might be your niche because you might be the person that can talk to people to make them feel comfortable enough they'll go ahead and purchase. You know what I mean? They'll feel good about it. Yeah.
Maybe it might be a balance of the work and home, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That could be.
Yep. Go for it.
Okay.
The angel says you be good. Yes. Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling. And don't forget kissy poo and raspberries and all that good stuff, okay?
All right. Now, that Sedona sounds really tempting. I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's just spiritual. That's why it's a small town. And their industry is tourism, of course, because people come from Paradise Valley, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Sun City. Yeah, they come up there on the weekend, you know, get a little hotel room and they do their shopping and stuff. But it's just spiritual. And you can feel it, even in the vortexes. I went into the Red Rock Vortex, and, oh, my God, it was so powerful. But, But anyway, it's a thought. It's a thought.
Definitely.
I better get to another call. I enjoy talking to you, Linda.
You take care, hon.
You too, and have a wonderful week. And happy July 4th to you, young lady.
Yes, happy July. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah. All right, next call. Area code 610, welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, who's this?
Hi, Lenny. Thank you for taking my call. This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How are you doing today, young lady?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Oh, fine. Doing fine. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you for asking. Yeah. So what's going on? You sound a little hesitant. I feel a delay.
No, I was.
A
I was
pause.
Just, no, I'm thinking, actually. Actually, I wanted to, basically just ask a question about my career.
Okay.
you know, I love the company and been working real hard and been there almost 2 years. And, you know, it's exciting and all. I was learning new stuff. And I'm looking to, you know, really grow the company, and I wanted to see what you're picking up for me as far as any promotions or expansions.
Shut up. I was just getting ready to as you were talking, I saw promotion. You moving up. But,
awesome.
You know, I have to wait and let you
awesome.
Finish talking, and then I'll tell you what the angels are telling me. Yeah, because as you were talking, they're like, promotion. So I'm like, well, let me let her finish. You know? Yeah. No, definitely promotion. And I'm going to tell you how much money. It's from $1.50 to $2 more per hour.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what you're looking at, increase. $1.50 to $2. The top they're going to give you is $2 more than what you're making now per hour.
Okay.
And
well, I got a salary
that promotion.
You know, they don't pay me per hour, you know. So.
Okay, well, whatever the salary is, it's going to be, it'll be pushed up. It'll be bounced up. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you see, like, by when, and is it going to be in my same department by any chance? Something similar or different?
Similar.
Okay.
Yes, you might be in the same department. No. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're moving. Yep, they're
oh,
showing
okay.
me you're moving. Same company. You're not moving from the company, but a different department.
Right, right.
Right, okay. Because what you're doing is going to be more paperwork. It's a possibility you might have a couple of night meetings. And when I say night meetings, I mean like if you guys get off at 5 o'clock, you might have a 5 to 7 o'clock meeting for 2 hours. Something like that. And
okay.
with this new job now, with this promotion, yeah. But that doesn't happen often. It might be like once a month. Or whatever, but it's just a good time to bring the group together right after work. So, yeah. So they let you know way in advance. Other than that, I see you doing good. You've got 3 men and 1 lady working with you. There's a 4th man, but I think he's like a director or manager.
Yeah,
but he's not in the group. Your group is these three guys. These three guys and you and another lady in this group. So, yeah. But now let me tell you,
okay.
let's go back to the promotion. Because the angels are telling me that the promotion should come about in August, but you got another one coming right around Thanksgiving. So I don't
oh.
know. Yes, you have one in August. It's coming up in August, and it looks like the middle, maybe the 3rd week of August. No problem, because we're out of Mercury
okay.
retrograde. Thank you, God. So you don't have to worry about that. But they're showing me money again. I got the three money sign symbols in front of my eyes, and they're saying November.
Awesome.
So let me write this down. So you got in August. And then in November, and then you might get a bump again. They're telling me March of next year. So that's three
awesome.
Bumps. Yeah, I don't know what you're doing, what your job is, but they believe in you,
yeah.
and they want to give you more
well,
money. So the one in August,
and yep.
you put out fires. I hear you. I hear you. So August and then again in November. And it's almost like
oh,
a bonus,
great.
But actually it is a bump in your salary. But it is a bonus in November. And then March of next year. Now, after March, I see it would be once a year.
Oh, okay. No, because we have
yeah.
two things going on. We have an annual bonus that is going to be based on how the company is doing. And also on the certain goals you meet. So I already know my goals, the certain projects I have to do, and get a certification, which I already have. I got a certification already. I just got to work
okay.
on my other goals. And
okay.
then, like I said, I work hard. Like just today alone, boy, we have a new system that we flipped the switch. And you won't believe how many people I had to help today and how many, you know, issues. And I just went at it.
Well,
so basically,
be forewarned,
you know,
honey.
Technology, huh?
be forewarned, we start Mercury retrograde next Sunday. So just to put on your armor of God or the shield of whatever, because if you're having problems now, and it's just teaching people, I understand you're training them to the new system. When Mercury retrograde come in, you're going to have even more problems. I'm sorry. From people,
no,
not
it's
you,
not
but you know,
so
helping.
Much.
Yeah, yeah.
Teaching them.
It's
something that we flipped the switch to a new system today. It's not that they don't know what they're doing. It's just issues with the system where I have to help them. Things, you know,
right.
things happening, things breaking. But it's because of, you know, things we did, not they did, you know. So.
Right. Well, it'll be 3 weeks. I think after 3 weeks, by the last week of July, you should be able to do exhale.
Yeah.
By the last week of July, yeah, after all this, because it's going to be a minute. Some people are going to do good. Some people, I see one lady, you have to just tell her over and over and over, and, I mean, she's not dumb. I don't know what it is about
right.
the system. She can't get, there's a certain niche she's not getting, but there's one woman you're going to have to deal with quite a bit, and it might tear at your nerves where you're like, damn, you know, but don't.
Yeah,
don't,
I got a
know,
lot of those
dumb.
Moments, you know, it's, well, what you're going to do, right? I know who they are already.
Oh, Sonia, I hear you. Go ahead, woman. I hear you. Well, any, yeah. But anyway, well, you're doing good. Like I said, August, you're going to make more. November, you're going to make more. And then March of next year, you'll top it off. It's like you'll be at the highest point, whatever that is. Yeah, if it's 15, 20 bucks an hour, whatever, you'll reach the pinnacle of the high point. Then, like I said, it becomes once a year. You know, unless you do something outstanding again,
right.
you know, they'll bump
your
salary up.
Because I've been working really hard and, you know,
I never complained.
That's one thing about me. I don't complain, you know, so.
Yeah, but Sonia, they know. They've noticed. Trust me, your work has not been noticed or unseen. They know.
Right.
So, yeah,
okay.
And I think that's probably why you got these three raises coming is because of that. But I'm telling you, the one in November, I keep seeing $500. That's why I was saying it's like a bonus, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I see right before Thanksgiving, it's like the week before Thanksgiving, but I see $500. So, you know, I don't know, maybe it could be a bonus, but it's still a bump. I still see like there's
right.
a little bit more money in your salary, yeah. So.
Oh, that's always nice.
Yeah, it is, because you know what? It's right before Christmas. That's a nice time to get a bonus. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Well, appreciate that, and I appreciate the insight and the reading.
Yes. Oh, you're going to do good. You're going to do good. Those people like you, girl. Like what was that movie? They really like me. Yes, they really like you, Sonia.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, I don't have any other calls right now, which when we hang up, I will, you know, announce it. If you have a second question, I'm more than glad to answer
yeah,
it.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Oh,
I'm doing some work. Well, actually, I'm doing some work in my kitchen. And, you know, certain things I'm going to do on my own, like is taking care of, you know, taking care of the cabinets, painting them, whatever, because you won't believe how much they charge just to paint them. So I decided to tackle it on my own. Now, there's some other stuff where I'm going to need help. But so far, the person who I thought was going to give me a good price, I don't know, I just got real mad today because he thought maybe I was like a millionaire or something. So I'm just going to push it aside. I mean, do you see it all happening? Like, am I, you know, going to be
your
able
house
to remodel
improvement?
My kitchen?
No,
my,
yeah,
my kitchen, they're remodeling, yeah.
Oh, okay, your kitchen. Okay. Kitchen remodeling. Okay. Oh, God, yes. Don't have that guy you talked to today. I just got a hard pain in my temple. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Ow, ow, ow.
He made me so mad.
Yes. Well, yeah, you were right. I don't know what the conversation entailed, but I got a pain in my head, so that's a no-no. Yeah, delete him. Don't have him come in your house, period. Okay. Have you put that out for bid, Sonia?
No, but
just
I'm
just put it in your
I
little
mean,
community
place,
paper for a bit, huh?
It's not really a lot of work I need to do, and I'd rather get quality people than, you know, quantity. So there's another place I went to where I'm going to get part of the stuff for the kitchen, and they're like, well, we work with a lot of contractors on the side, you know, we have people we can recommend you. And that's where I was going to go second to see, you know, if I get any leads there.
Yeah, it'll be done before, you'll be done before Thanksgiving, most definitely. You'll have it done before then. But I don't know why they're telling me tell you to bid it out so they don't go over. Like if you say, okay, the budget for this job is $1,500. If you're going to go over it, I can't use you. And I need it done within 10 days. If you don't think you can do it in 10 days, then I don't need you. That's
well,
what I mean by bidding.
It's not,
yeah.
Yeah. It's not a lot of work, really. I'm reusing what's there. I'm not putting anything new. It's just like a little backsplash here, putting a little piece of drywall.
Okay.
It's not like an entire remodeling. It's small things, you know, that
okay.
can be easily done over a weekend, you know. It's not a work that requires 10, 15 days. It's not that volume of work.
Oh, okay. Well, it will be done. I don't know who's going to do it, but it will be done before Thanksgiving. You'll complete the project.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe
I have
in
so
September.
Many going on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But let me.
Now.
Oh. Because
I'll. Now. Mm. Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, Sonia, that I saw September was the time you were going to do that remodeling. I mean, or update. That's what you're doing. Update your kitchen.
Mm. Yeah, because I
yeah, that's what
now,
I saw September.
It, like 2 weeks. Wow, that's a long time. Okay.
Well, you know, it's
yeah.
up to you. Like you said, you know, you might end up just doing a little bit here, a little bit there, which you can yourself, or maybe have a couple of friends that come in and help you, girlfriends or guy friends, you know, come in and help you a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
I don't have
I don't have many handy friends, you know, so that I could trust.
okay, well. I see September is when the job will be completed, so.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to be busy.
Maybe it starts now. Do a little bit every month, and I'll get some person to do this, and I want to do that. And then, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to use this guy, you know, so.
No, don't. And you know we're going into Mercury retrograde on the 7th, next Sunday to August 2nd. So if you do anything in that kitchen, you do it. Don't hire somebody else. If you do it after August 2nd, we'll be out of Mercury retrograde. Because if you do
okay.
it before, you might have a lot of problems with the contractor or what the work's being done. And I want you to have a smooth
yeah.
operation, no problems. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right,
I got to take
you.
Another call. Thank you, Sonia, and have
bye-bye.
A wonderful week and happy July 4th.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Next caller, area code 484. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Jess.
Hi, and who's this?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing today, young lady?
Oh, pretty good. Golden laundry.
That didn't sound good, Jessica. Who done pissed you off? Somebody didn't do something they were supposed to do. I'm starting to feel like you had to go off on them or something. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your question?
I'm just curious on, you know, what I can expect in the months to come. Things have been, June's been a pretty rough month for me, so hoping I'm seeing some positivity.
June was a rough month for you?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so you're hoping that July will be better?
I hope so.
Well, what's your sign, Jessica? Where's my stuff at? What's
oh,
your
I'm
sign?
A fun one. I'm a Scorpio.
That's okay. Let's see what, you know, I do the monthly horoscopes. Okay, let's see.
Yep, I'm
Jessica,
a Scorpio. And I'm a dragon. Mm-hmm.
Okay, celebrate warning signs. You can see, this is for you, okay? Celebrate mm-hmm. the warning signs. You can see that bullshit coming around the corner. A lot of folks mm-hmm. miss the train because they didn't buy a ticket ahead of time. You prepare for possibilities so you can turn them into positive awareness. July will see you traveling a lot. Enjoy and be careful. Okay.
Okay.
So, okay, so that was the horoscope. But your question is,
like,
Jessica? Huh?
Yeah, I mostly within my relationship, I think, going to.
I was just getting ready to ask you, are you going through some relationship problems or work?
Oh, yeah. No, work is actually fantastic. How often could somebody say that?
Well, I've said it. I mean, I enjoyed it. I retired out of the aviation industry, but I enjoyed it. Those times it was intense because I was an aviation controller, but that's okay. I enjoyed it. It was nice meeting all kind of people around the world. So, okay, so it's relationship. What's the gentleman's first name? That's all I want.
Frank.
I'm sorry?
Frank.
Frank. Is that right? Frank? F-R-A-N-K?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
All right. Let's concentrate here. Man, he gives you a strain on the left side of your neck and the left side of your head. It's tension. That's a tension muscle strain. Ooh, stress and tension. Okay. He's hard-headed, stubborn. What?
Mm-hmm.
And he knows you're a hell of a woman. What the fuck? What is his sign? What is his sign?
I
need to get it. Okay, stop. That's fine. Get into it. I'm surprised at him because Pisces is spiritual. I mean, they can go either way because they're the sign of the fish, you know, that swims both directions. But what is he yearning for or wanting? Because he knows you're a good woman. There's no doubt in his mind about that. He knows you're a good woman and he loves you. But he's tripping. I want to know, why is he tripping? What is up with him? Something he needs to deal with, but he don't want to. It's drama. Does he have a children or a child or something on the side before he met you?
Yes, he has two children.
Okay. Because I'm getting drama. I'm getting, like, it affects you and him relationship. God, I'm getting a headache, too.
He's good at this.
Come on, Frank. What are you doing, dude? He's trying to make everybody happy. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can only be true to one. To provide and satisfy, and that's you. Okay. Boy, at times he hates to deal with stuff. You know, it's almost like he kind of walks away from it. When I mean walk away, like, I don't want to deal with that right now. I don't want to talk about it. As I'm saying walk away, instead of let's communicate. Let's put this on the table. Go through the bullet points, the guidelines. You know, and talk about it. And he can be a good communicator. You know, I feel a softness in his heart, but yet he's stubborn and don't want to live, you know. But there's a softness in his heart. I think that's for you. Yeah, it is. That's for you. Okay. Well, that's fine. That's fine. And when you're telling him things, Jessica, that's for his benefit, he knows you're right. He may not want to hear it. He may not even want to deal with it, but he knows you're right. Even if he jumps up and walks away from the table. I know. I was just getting ready to say, even if he jumps up and walks away from you, but he knows you're right. You know, he knows you're right. He's trying to pacify everybody, but he's got to first start with him, make himself happy. You know what I mean? He's not fucking up on you or nothing like that. You don't have to worry about that. No, he's not doing that. He loves you. But it's just his communication skills and facing some things within him. It's like he's in his mind, he's run away from things. Oh, I'm just, you know, he's in denial. Like, come on, put it on the table. Let's talk about it, and it's a done deal. And we move on, period, right? But let's talk about it. But there's some things, there's something that's transpired in his life before the other woman with the kids or you came along in his past. He needs to bring that forward and deal with it. If he doesn't want to do it with you, then therapy. You know, an objective person, right? Or a third party, as we say. But therapy, just let it go. Let it go. I know there's hurts there. I can feel it. There's hurts there, but he needs to let it out. He don't want to talk to you and probably not to his best friend or anything, but a therapist is not, how do I want to say?
They're objective.
Well, they're objective, but it's not somebody that would come back and say anything to you or his best friend, right? Okay, so but there's a word I was looking for. He's protected. He knows whatever he tells her stays there, or him, whoever, him or her, whatever psychiatrist or therapist, because he's not really a psychiatrist. He could see a sociologist, but he just needs to talk, Jessica, let it out, even if it means he may cry. You won't see it, but I think with the therapist, he might cry and break down and like, you know, this has been a problem in your relationships. You need to let that go.
I know he's had a dark past. I'm not saying that he's a dark person, but he's had to endure a lot of things that no one should, has done things that he, you know, says, you know, he shouldn't have done. And it has resulted in a lot of negative things. But we've been together for 5 years, and, you know, I honestly think
he loves you, honey.
Been...
I love
him.
He loves you. I'm sorry?
I said, I love him, too. It's just,
I know you do, child. I know you do. It's just, it's from his past, and it's not the other woman. It's back further than that. You know, have you ever heard this saying, people say, there's always an untold story that you'll never talk about?
Yeah.
That's him. Okay, and I'm not just saying it's Frank, because God knows there's probably 10 million of us out here that feel the same way, but there's always, every human being, there's one story that is just untold. You can't tell it. It has to be somebody that doesn't know you, know your family, or nothing for you to tell that story, you know, how it has affected you. So, yep, and that's him. That's what I see. It's an untold story. As much as he loves you, he is scared to tell you. I think because he don't want to look weak in front of you, and it's not being weak. It's just your compassion to be like, oh, man, I am so sorry. I truly understand now, right? That's you.
I mean, even though his wife is dead, I still feel like she has some influence still on him even now. I mean, we only just found out that she passed away in January, and I think to some extent she still has. Yeah, she overdosed.
Oh my God in heaven! I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I mean, he hasn't seen their two children in almost 5 years. We have three small children ourselves. His family is very mentally unstable. There was an attempted murder and successful suicide by his own grandfather. I mean, it's dark a road as you can possibly go.
Jessica, do you two have any kids?
We We have three.
Do you and him have three, and then he's got two from his previous relationship, marriage?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you thought about maybe bringing those kids in with your three and just raise them all as siblings?
They are a taboo subject.
I'm sorry?
They are a taboo subject. I am not allowed to bring them up.
Oh, you're not allowed to bring them up?
No.
They wouldn't even let Frank have the kids?
So he has a daughter, and then when his son was born, he was born addicted to heroin. So the state took them and gave them to his mother-in-law. And after a year, she gained full custody. And basically, last time he saw them, she said, if you don't give me $1,000, I will have to break the trust.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Are you serious? I mean, I know you are, Jessica. Jesus. Why do people play with children like that? That shit pisses me off. Don't play with a child like that. Oh, if I don't get child support, I don't get money, you don't see your child. Really? Is that what you're going to tell when that child's 16 and says, huh?
And I've actually gone to a lawyer to basically make up a battle plan to get those kids back to be with their only living parents. And it would be one that would take time, but it would work. And when I tried to bring it up to him, I honestly think he is so ashamed of himself, he doesn't trust himself, that he just give it up. And then I was told to never bring him up again.
Yeah. I know that's probably heavy on his heart. For her to be like that, that she values those kids by money and not by them getting to know their dad, you know. That's sad.
It crushes.
But that's
me.
Okay. That's on her, because trust me, I've always told people, by the time a child, used to be, we say when a child gets 16, they want to know who their mother or father is, right? Well, now it's starting at the age of 12 and 13, they want to know, who's my parents or grandparents, you know, blah, blah, blah. And what do you tell them? What is she going? She can't say that he didn't want to see him. She's going to tell him, well, I put a value of money on you for your dad to see you.
Oh, I Facebook stalk her for pictures of them. I have a whole collage of pictures of them growing up. His one son looks exactly like our son. Even they both have glasses, you know, both blonde hair, bright blue eyes, big smile. And I, you know, we hang their pictures around, you know, I post their birthdays on our calendar. So like, I make sure that they're not forgotten. I tell my kids about them, hey, you've got a, you know, big sister and a big brother, and one day you will meet them. But I have to do it when he's not around.
Well, thank you, Jessica, for being a beautiful young lady. Thank you for that. Those kids would be better off with you and Frank than over there, but she's got sole custody, so I ain't going to even ask the angels or the guides, because she's got sole custody. So, but just listening to you, and I'm empathic, I know the kids would be better off with you and Frank because you have a loving relationship, and that's what the kids need to see, you know, and, of course, be loved. But, yeah. You'll be in my prayers, honey.
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
My friends joke that they think I'm an empath, but I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm not that skilled. I just, no.
Yeah.
I would like to know if I am, though, but I have to figure out how to do that on my own.
What, you want to know if you're an empath?
Or if I have something, because I know there's a ghost at my work that messes with me all the time. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, well,
that's about it.
You know how to find out if you're empathic is when you talk to people, do you feel anything off of them? You know what I mean? You don't have to say anything. You could, you know, be visiting somebody and walk away and like, damn, they were depressed or they were so bubbly. You know, you just feel it, not necessarily that you say it to them.
Yeah, my friends come to me for advice all the time, but I mean, the only time I can really ever say that I felt something is when I'm in my mom's house. There's just a lot of intense, like, I would say red. Like, she's red there. And when she's not there and I'm by myself, there's a room in that house I will not go into by myself. I'm terrified of going into that room.
Well, there's a reason. The spirit is probably blocking you. The angels are not to go in there. Yep.
Like,
anytime
I
you feel like that,
there,
listen to your intuitiveness.
Oh, yeah, I turn on every light, and, like, I just get the sense of, get out now, I'm going to hurt you, get out.
Okay. Anytime you feel like that, go with it. You know what I mean? If you're feeling like, I shouldn't go in there, go with that feeling. Don't deny yourself. Because your first feeling is a true one. So, good for you. Because
mm-hmm.
why you don't feel like going in there is because the angels are probably telling you, no, Jessica. You know, and they just got it feeling in your spirit like, mm-mm. So, yeah.
And what's funny is I didn't feel that way until after my mom did a massive renovation over her 150-year-old house that used to be a church, which we discovered.
Oh, was it a good church? Just because it's
a
church,
it
was a good church. A who?
I don't know anything about Mennonites, but it was a Mennonite church in the 60s. My dining room was where they congregated.
Hmm. I guess you'd have to look up those people and find out what kind of religion or beliefs that they had to know. Interesting.
I know.
Okay. All right, young lady, I got to move on. It's about that time. I enjoy talking with you, and keep on doing what you're doing. Bless your heart.
Thank you.
I'm
going to
pray for you. Yeah, well, thank you. But I'm going to pray for you. Like I said, you and Frank are fine, and maybe one day, you know, later on in the future, maybe he'll go see a therapist, maybe go with you, but you'd have to sit out in the hallway or the waiting room. Okay.
That's fine with
me. So just think about it. All right.
Thank
yes.
you.
All right. Bye. Have a wonderful week and happy 4th of July.
You too.
Okay. Have a good one. All right. Well, it's about that time, y'all, so I guess we better get the music going. Thank you so much for listening to the show today, whether around the world in the chat room or on the phone. If no one's told you today that I love you, well, I do. And have a good week, and happy 4th of July, everybody.
In the moves we can make, your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine with two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find out.